This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
This is Adam with Mind's Eye. Today I'm reading Insight, which is a publication by Lighthouse for the Blind, St. Louis. Our mission is to assist individuals who are legally blind maintain dignity and independence by making available employment, education, and support services. Our first article here is a message from Eric Warnhoff. As I settle into the role as Lighthouse for the Blind's president/CEO, one thing is clear. The Lighthouse is an excellent organization with exceptional people who genuinely care about and personify our mission. We are poised for a bright and exciting future as we cultivate strategies and opportunities key to our organization's growth and success. Corporate values. To reinforce our organization's foundation, we established a set of corporate values that truly represent our culture and business. These values will guide our mindsets and behaviors, determine how we make decisions, and drive our strategies and performance. Our values, from the bedrock to support our future and aid in the continual fulfillment of our mission. Employee development. The number one asset to any organization is its people. The Lighthouse has done an excellent job of hiring and retaining top talent. Our high retention rate demonstrates our employees' loyalty to the Lighthouse, as well as personifies that we are an excellent place to work. We will continue to improve our team through training and professional development, another critical component of our strategy moving forward. Creating a mindset of continuous improvement. Operational excellence is more than a fancy buzzword. It is a platform and philosophy for overall excellence. Coupled with our mission and values, operational excellence aids the mindset of driving waste out and improving flow and throughput while maximizing the value to our customers. Mergers and acquisitions. Over the last 6 years, the Lighthouse focused on diversifying our product offerings and markets by acquiring commercially sold brands. The COVID-19 pandemic paused our efforts to seek additional acquisitions in 2020 and 2021, allowing us time to reflect on what we learned from past acquisitions and evaluate future opportunities that coincide with our long-term strategic plan. Strengthened relationship with National Industries for the Blind, or NIB. NIB offers a broad range of services, including product and service development, public policy forums, contract management, and industrial extension services. In addition, they provide valuable relations and connections to government organizations and contractors who support the Ability One program. We appreciate and value our collaborations with NIB and look forward to further strengthening our relationship as an important strategic initiative. Growth of Lighthouse for the Blind Community Enrichment Programs. I have experienced significant joy in exploring the offerings and capacities of our See the Future outreach programs, programs that did not exist during my previous tenure at the Lighthouse. We currently support 18 programs that provide services, independent living instruction, low vision exams, adaptive equipment, and recreational activities to children and adults who are blind. We will continually assess the needs of the blind community and expand our outreach to meet those needs through funding, community partnerships, and program growth. Our journey of continuous improvement is aided by the abundant talent and financial health of this organization. We have a robust framework favorable to growth, and I look forward to serving the Lighthouse and our community. Sincerely, Eric Warnhoff, President/CEO. Our next article is titled, Eric D. Warnhoff Joins the Lighthouse as President and Chief Executive Officer. Please join us in welcoming Eric D. Warnhoff to the Lighthouse for the Blind as our President and CEO. An experienced leader in operations, Eric brings a track record of successfully solving critical business challenges, providing innovative solutions, and elevating operational excellence at companies, including BJC Healthcare in Missouri and RLCB Incorporated and LC Industries in North Carolina. Eric is not unfamiliar with the Lighthouse and our mission. He began his career at the Lighthouse over 2 decades ago, holding roles in customer service and production. During his time here, Eric demonstrated remarkable drive and dedication to our mission. We are excited to welcome him back to the Lighthouse family, where he will utilize his experience in operational excellence to further expand on our objectives and status in the community. For the past 11 years, Eric was the Director of Transformation Support and System Operations for the Center for Clinical Excellence at BJC Healthcare. In this role, he led efforts to transform organization performance by gaining operational efficiencies through continuous improvements, which included redesigning the employee mail order pharmacy to reduce time and cost, and led the implementation and management of multi-million dollar enterprise-wide technology systems. Before joining BJC Healthcare, Eric was Vice President of Operations and Operation Management at RLCB Incorporated, a $30 million industry in Raleigh, North Carolina, that provides textiles to the federal government. In this role, he led significant business transformational strategies within all facets of the agency. Eric began his career with Lighthouse for the Blind and has spent over 18 years working with National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its affiliate agencies, leading business process engineering, project management, and production management in the chemicals, textiles, and medical kits division. Eric earned a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering from Southern Illinois University and a master of business administration degree from Webster University. In addition, he holds a certificate of business management from the Dardenne Graduate School of Business. He is an adjunct professor in the School of Engineering and Applied Services at Washington University. Eric is a certified Six Sigma Black Belt and a project management professional and is a member of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers and the American Society for Quality. I am deeply passionate about growing the capabilities of the Lighthouse and further cultivating their blind community enrichment programs to provide services and support to children and adults who are legally blind, says Eric. The Lighthouse is foremost a mission-driven organization, and I look forward to leading and positioning us as a catalyst to serve the blind community in St. Louis and beyond. Our next article is titled, The Return to Seeing the Future in 2021. This year saw the return of our See the Future outreach programs. The COVID-19 pandemic forced us to cancel most of our programs in 2020 to protect the health and safety of participants and staff. The programs kicked off with in-person gatherings for our Southwest and Southeast Kids in Action programs in Springfield, Missouri and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. The students began the year with interactive indoor activities, including cooking lessons, aerial yoga, ice skating, and an aquarium visit. Throughout the spring and summer, the activities moved outside to include kayaking, fishing, visiting a water park, and hiking. In August, the two groups joined together for an inaugural joint challenge trip to St. Louis. The students spent a weekend touring local attractions, rock climbing, playing top golf, watching a descriptive audio movie, and visiting the St. Louis Zoo. Check out our Facebook page for photos of the weekend's fun. The Summer Orientation and Adapted Living Resources, or SOAR, program took place as planned in June at Webster University. The three-week residential program invited 12 students to partake in instructional domains and recreational activities designed to teach independent living skills to students planning to pursue higher education or a vocational career. The Children's Low Vision Program, or CLVP, held 17 low-vision clinics and provided low-vision exams and aids to 117 children. The Lighthouse hosted clinics throughout the year at our Trenton headquarters and in small towns across Missouri. Our Braille Brilliance program provided in-home Braille tutoring, group activities, and a pen pal program to 22 children. The pandemic-inspired Braille subscription box mailed to 334 children throughout the state to improve Braille reading skills. Each quarterly box featured themed Braille activities, including game night, science experiments, and cooking. The Special Technology and Adapted Resources for Students, or STARS program, provides activities of daily living instruction and technology lessons to school-age students who are legally blind. The group's monthly meetings focused on food preparation, from shopping to cooking to kitchen maintenance. The meals were delicious. In September, 22 excited campers embarked for Huntsville, Alabama, to spend a week at Space Camp for Interested Visually Impaired Students, or SCIVIS. Space Camp encourages students to explore the mysteries of outer space and the mathematics and science behind space travel by participating in activities and simulations made accessible to children of all ages and abilities. In addition to the students from St. Louis, the Lighthouse sponsored 4 international students to attend Space Camp. The Lighthouse is thankful to the staff at Space Camp and our chaperones who made the week a safe, interactive, and memorable event. Follow Lighthouse for the Blind St. Louis on social media to stay updated on all program activities. The next article here is titled SOAR 2021. The last Saturday in June concluded the 15th year of our Summer Orientation and Mobility and Adapted Living Resources, or SOAR program, at Webster University. SOAR, one of the Lighthouse's 18 See the Future programs, provides instructional training and recreational activities designed to teach independent living skills to students planning to pursue higher education or vocational career. The close of each SOAR program elicits a mix of emotions from both the staff and the participants. The 3-week residential program cultivates an environment of intense learning while encouraging social interaction, freedom of expression, and open communication. SOAR becomes its own ecosystem where powerful bonds and lifelong friendships form. As move-out hour approaches, the atmosphere begins to reflect that of the beginning of the program, a blend of sadness, apprehension, and excitement. However, the students leaving SOAR are not the same 12 who walked through the door 3 weeks earlier. SOAR requires participants to live in dormitories at Webster University for the duration of the program, with no exceptions. For this year's class of students, SOAR marked the first time leaving the security of their homes and families for longer than a few days. During check-in, students expressed feelings of sadness and nervousness. 3 weeks loomed vastly ahead, and several students felt not only the impossibility of living away from home, but also the fear of failing. Desiree, 18, was intimidated by the welcome packet she received weeks earlier. She wasn't sure she could live up to the challenges ahead of her. Excitement also hummed through the air as the group met for the first time and settled in. Gideon, 19, was the only visually impaired student at his high school. SOAR provided him with his first opportunity to interact with peers who were also legally blind. He immediately felt accepted and, for the first time, began to look forward to the weeks ahead. AJ, 18, and naturally outgoing, decided he wanted to help the reticent students he met come out of their shells. Several students commented that AJ's sense of humor and empathy helped relax them during the program's first days. This year's SOAR class included students from Missouri, Illinois, and Kansas, small towns and large cities, high schoolers and high school graduates. Regardless of their demographics and backgrounds, the students shared the same goal, to become more independent. Kevin Hollinger, director of SOAR, structured the program into 2 key components, educational modules called domains and group social outings. Each domain focuses on a specific adapted living skill, including cooking, kitchen management, home maintenance, self-care, orientation and mobility, money management, career exploration, and sex education. The instructors create individualized lesson plans within each domain based on the students' needs. For many students, tasks you and I would consider mundane and routine were thought impossible. SOAR instructors changed these mindsets. Amaya, 18, embraced learning how to use a screwdriver, safely plug in devices, and operate a circuit breaker. Bethany, 18, took an Uber for the first time, and Gabriel, 18, took great pleasure in learning how to cook meals for himself. Gideon visited a barber for the first time and learned to prepare his favorite dessert, key lime pie bars. Denise, a bubbly high school senior, took pleasure in learning how to iron her clothes and set the table correctly, tasks she plans to help her mom with at home. After a full day of learning, the students embarked on their evening adventures. Social outings were both educational and fun. During excursions, the staff encourages students to utilize the skills they learned in their domains, such as navigating with a cane when crossing a street in downtown St. Louis, using public transportation, and practicing social etiquette during a family-style luncheon. Jonathan, 16, loved visiting Swing Around Funtown, where he experienced the thrill of driving for the first time, a go-kart. Addie, 17, discovered a love of bowling, and Desiree finally found an interactive museum adapted to her limited vision, the City Museum in downtown St. Louis. AJ revealed a previously unknown aptitude for rock climbing, and Caleb, 17, reveled in showing off his prowess on the track during sports camp. SOAR changes lives. According to Gideon, SOAR opened the door to his future, and Caleb adamantly stated 100% of the program was invaluable to him. Aaron, a shy and reserved high schooler from Springfield, Missouri, loved meeting new people and showing off his sushi-making skills. Bethany feels more confident and less apprehensive about moving to college in the fall. Move-out day dawned bright and sunny. While the students prepared for the arrival of their parents, sadness permeated the dorm as farewells echoed through the halls. Numbers were exchanged, promises were made, and hugs were ubiquitous. Despite the excitement of seeing family members, the students were anxious to leave. The end of SOAR marks the beginning of a new life stage as students prepare to finish their last year of high school, attend college, or begin a career. Each student leaves SOAR a changed person. Bethany is finally excited to attend college. Addie surprised herself by sticking with the program despite earlier hesitations. Brooke, 19, considers herself a more confident person, and Desiree realized she enjoys sharing her thoughts and feelings with peers. The youngest in the group at 16, Jonathan was very hesitant to come to Webster. 3 weeks later, he can't stop talking about the best group of people he met and the impact the program has had on his self-confidence. Brooke discovered assistive technologies that will help her studies in psychology and social work. The 2021 class has advice for future students. Be ready to try new things. Stepping out of your comfort zone is fun. SOAR is for you. Be yourself in order to learn to the best of your ability. It's okay to be nervous, but take it head on. You can do it. SOAR changes lives by igniting students' inner strengths to achieve greatness. The SOAR class of 2021 would like to thank Kevin Hollinger, his amazing staff, and Lighthouse employees and donors for making this program possible. Up next, we have the Arts and Entertainment Program. In the spring of 2009, the Lighthouse for the Blind launched the Arts and Entertainment Program, or A&E, to stimulate awareness among local museums, venues, and cultural attractions to make their facilities, exhibits, and displays accessible and engaging for blind and visually impaired guests. A&E Associates conduct assessments and appraisals of existing accommodations to identify and provide insights into areas visually impaired individuals would likely find challenging when exploring attractions across St. Louis. The Lighthouse and a growing list of St. Louis cultural venues partnered together to develop and enhance opportunities for blind and visually impaired guests to experience a variety of subject areas, including art, history, science, wildlife, recreation, theatrical performances, and more. Earlier this year, the Lighthouse excitedly brought Siyun Choi on board as our Blind Community Enrichment, or BCE, Arts and Entertainment Associate. Siyun is no stranger to the Lighthouse and our mission. He participated in several See the Future programs and jumped at the opportunity to assist the blind community. Siyun spent the summer reviewing past projects and identifying new venues and areas to enhance the blind experience. According to Siyun, it was evident that there is more work ahead to ensure that existing accommodations are still in place and adopting new ways to improve accessibility to meet the demands of the ever-changing technological landscape. I quickly realized the importance of remaining involved with numerous managements who serve as the backbone for these attractions, as visual accessibility had often been one of their oversights in the process of designing and developing their venues and facilities. Siyun plans to publish a comprehensive travel guide titled Exploring St. Louis from a Blind Person's Perspective. The guide, offered as a free download or on corporate website, lhbindustries.com, will provide venue accessibility ratings, advice on navigating St. Louis safely and efficiently, and what to expect at local attractions. In 2022, Siyun plans to maintain and expand blind accessibility to attractions beyond St. Louis City and County, Accessibility enhancements include docent-led or descriptive audio tours and multi-sensory enhancements such as small-scale tactile models called maquettes. Now to recognize some employees of the year for Lighthouse. Direct Employee of the Year, Roger Sales. Roger Sales has exemplified positivity and collaboration throughout his 15 years at the Lighthouse. He is a line attendant and floats between multiple product lines in the Berkeley manufacturing plant due to his willingness to help wherever needed. His eagerness to assist became an asset during the pandemic as demand exponentially grew for Lighthouse cleaning products. When the plant was short of personnel, he stepped up to help run the soap lines. His cooperation encouraged his coworkers to come together as a team to meet the needs of our government customers. Roger enjoyed a rewarding career as an automotive store specialist until his worsening glaucoma forced him to leave his job. After 2 years of unemployment and increasing despair, a friend contacted Roger to tell him about an opportunity at the Lighthouse. Roger applied and began work at the Berkeley plant, intending to stay in the manufacturing industry for only a year. Life interceded. Roger got married, started a family, and decided the stability offered by full-time employment at the Lighthouse was crucial to supporting his loved ones. Roger feels thankful every day for the opportunity of gainful employment. His coworkers and supervisors inspire and challenge him and make him feel a part of the family. Roger enjoys joking with his coworkers and maintaining an environment that encourages teamwork and collaboration. During Roger's free time, he loves exercising and dutifully visits the gym every day after work. He is an avid dancer and relishes demonstrating his skills during company social events. Roger is a shining light at our organization and deserves this recognition. Congratulations, Roger. Indirect Employee of the Year, Tonya Walters. Tonya embodies strength, integrity, and leadership. As the production manager for the Trenton plant, she leads her team with compassion and an unwavering work ethic. Tonya first joined the Lighthouse family in 1994 as a quality control associate. She quickly earned a promotion to production foreperson and began to learn efficiency methods in production lines. In 1996, Tonya left to pursue an IT career at Boeing, but she couldn't stay away from the Lighthouse or her family. Tonya's husband, sister, brother, and father are current and past employees at the Lighthouse. She rejoined the team in 2006 as a new business development assistant, working her way up to production supervisor. Continually seeking ways to improve her process improvements and technical skills, Tonya completed National Industries for the Blind's Effective Supervision course and was soon promoted to production manager of the Trenton plant in 2012. The Vice President of Manufacturing, Clint Cruz, nominated Tonya as 2021's Employee of the Year for her dedication, business acumen, and leadership abilities. Tonya values opportunities to watch her employees grow as they learn skills previously thought beyond their capabilities. She leads an active lifestyle outside of work, enjoying bowling, participating in cosplay contests, and creating DIY projects for her friends and family. Congratulations, Tonya, for this well-deserved honor. And finally, to wrap up this edition of Insight, we have the calendar of events for 2022. Check out what's coming up in the next year at the Lighthouse and other St. Louis nonprofits. February 2022, Soirée pour la Vue, an evening of sight, St. Louis, Missouri. April 2022, Mind's Eye's Silver Screen Soirée, the Sheldon on Washington Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri. April 23rd, 2022, St. Louis Society for the Blind Visionary Gala, the Palladium, St. Louis, Missouri. May 2022, Run for Sight, Delta Gamma Center for Children with Visual Impairments, St. Louis, Missouri. June 2022, Summer Orientation and Mobility and Adapted Resources Program, SOAR, Webster University, St. Louis, Missouri. June 2022, Sports Camp, Webster University, St. Louis, Missouri. July 10th, 2022 through July 15th, 2022, Soaring Hawks Week, Camp Barnabas, Purdy, Missouri. Summer 2022, Mind's Eye Ultimate Beatball Tournament and Championship. September 2022, Ride to Unite, Tandem Adventures, St. Louis, Missouri. September 2022, Space Camp SCIVIS, Huntsville, Alabama. October 15th, 2022, White Cane Day. October 2022, Foundation Fighting Blindness Vision Walk, St. Louis, Missouri. October 2022, Guess the Grape, St. Louis Society for the Blind, St. Louis, Missouri. October 2022, Mind's Eye Beatball Fall Classic, St. Louis, Missouri. And finally, November 26th through December 23rd, 2022, Delta Gamma Center's 71st Shining Light Tree Light and Holiday Boutique, McCarthy Building Company's parking lot, 1341 North Rock Hill Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63124. The Lighthouse sincerely thanks all of our 2020-2021 donors and supporters. 100% of your donations go toward funding our See the Future programs.